Hello, everyone. My name is Jinjos, and welcome to my Pokemon anime review series. Last episode, our heroes attended the end of the summer festival on the mainland and encountered a Ghastly who keeps the story of the dead alive and well. Today, we're going to be talking about Season 1, Episode 21, Bye Bye Butterfree, where our heroes will witness a flock of Butterfree gathering for their mating season, and one of Ash's Pokemon will leave the team forever. Who could it be, you ask? We may never know. Before diving into this tearjerker of an episode, our Who's That Pokemon for this episode is going to be Butterfree, an insect Pokemon resembling a butterfly with a purple body. Its wings are coated with poisonous scales that continuously fall as it flies. This powder is used to protect Caterpie from bird-type Pokemon, inflicts several different status conditions in battle, and it acts as a water repellent so that it can gather honey, even in the rain. It is most often located in temperate forests, jungles, and even seen near oceans as part of its migratory breeding pattern. Its Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire Pokedex entry reads, Butterfree has a superior ability to search for delicious honey from flowers. It can even search out, extract, and carry honey from flowers that are blooming over 6 miles from its nest. Moving into the episode, our heroes are on their way to Saffron City so that Ash can challenge the next gym leader. As they hike across the hills of the coast, a large flock of Butterfree gather into the distance. Brock educates them, stating that it's the season of love for Butterfree, a time for them to find a mate, migrate across the ocean, and have babies. Ash is wondering if his Butterfree should go too, and Brock straight up guilt trips him. If Butterfree can't go, then they won't have babies! They hop into a hot air balloon and join the other trainers. Where did they get this hot air balloon, you ask? Even Misty is wondering where there is a hot air balloon rental store out in the middle of nowhere. Ash sends out his Butterfree along with a handful of other trainers, and the courtship ritual begins. Ash's Butterfree dashes to other Butterfree in sight, only to be rejected over and over again. He then spots a uniquely colored Butterfree. She's pink! While pink isn't the official shiny version of Butterfree, this one could possibly have come from the Pinkan Island, a location Ash will visit in the future where Pokemon eat a pinkish fruit that eventually turns their bodies the same color. Ash's Butterfree is instantly smitten. I mean, this Butterfree is definitely swaying her hips quite a bit, and after his heart-shaped eyeballs go back in his head, he starts to dance. This time, he definitely gets a little too desperate and is shot down. Butterfree grounds himself and the trio follow. He's obviously down in the dumps after being shot down, but the trio does come together, offering advice on how to show off his strength, giving him a new look with a yellow scarf, and giving him some advice that even Brock takes to heart.
That's right, Butterfree! You've got to be assertive! Love is all about attacking your opponent first. Get in a quick punch and surprise them. Then while they're still weak, take the lead and you'll beat them hands down. Trust me, I know. That's the best way to win.
You mean it?
Sure do. That's love.
I wish I'd known that sooner.
Let's give it another try.
Round two begins. Same result, unfortunately. And to make matters worse, you guessed it, Team Rocket is back at it again, and while you thought, hey, there are a bunch of hot air balloons, Team Rockets would blend right in, they're actually in a helicopter for this one. A giant catcher net appears and a slew of one-liners from James begins while they scoop up the Butterfree. The pink Butterfree has been captured and Ash's Butterfree is on it, tackling the helicopter until he's beaten up and can barely fly. While he isn't successful, you gotta admit that he's got some perseverance. Team Rocket eventually makes it off with the Butterfree, and the trio is on hot pursuit, eventually leading to a warehouse in the mountains. After Team Rocket counts up the Butterfree, we get the great moment of the trio busting in on them, and they recite the Team Rocket motto, one of my favorite iterations of it. They begin the attack. Ash releases his Butterfree to take on Team Rocket, Brock releases the Butterfree that they have captured, and Misty is taking on Team Rocket as well. She asks about Starmie, and Jesse straight up takes a sledgehammer to it, sending it across the warehouse. Then bizarrely, Misty appears with a giant water pack and blasts Starmie with water, recovering it. Where does she get this? Water is really dang heavy. I'm shocked she could even stand up with that thing on her back. And apparently, just water being sprayed on her army just heals it? I mean, he just kind of pops out of nowhere. I don't know. It's just really strange. Team Rocket hops back in the helicopter to try and recapture the Butterfree, but a simple Thunderbolt from Pikachu is all it takes. The pink Butterfree, impressed with the gusto of Ash's, has got her all Twitter-pated, and Butterfree officially leaves the team and heads off. We get a sad but memorable montage of all the moments involving Butterfree, from Ash capturing him his first Pokemon, through all of his evolutions, and all the great times they had together. As a young kid, it definitely hits you in the gut and made you love and appreciate all your Pokemon as you load up that copy of Pokemon Red. Well, this is a pretty cut and dry episode. This episode will for sure be a core memory for Ash. His attitude towards his Pokemon is my favorite in the series. The true care he has for them makes him a great character and trainer. As we say bye-bye to Butterfree, so shall I. I'll see you next week where we will be arriving in Saffron City where Ash will face one of the tougher gym leaders on his adventure. I'll see you next time. Keep your heads up and have a wonderful day.